What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. When mortgage interest rates drop this low and home values are rising at the fastest pace in over a decade, people want options. And at the Home Loan Expert office, that's exactly what we give you. We do conventional, jumbo, FHA, VA. We have loans with no down payment and no PMI. We also do loans where you don't have to verify any income. The 5-minute loan approval only available at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole, along with other health and fitness leaders, and your host, Steve Cashel.
We know the operation works. You lose time by trying non-surgical treatment, so we're going to pull the trigger sooner than we used to, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
RSM is committed to helping growing companies thrive. As the leading provider of audit, tax, and consulting services for the middle market, we guide our clients through business challenges with tailored insights and high-quality service. Our team, which spans more than 120 countries, will prepare you to make more confident decisions so your business can reach higher goals. Experience the power of being understood. Learn more at rsmus.com.
Two questions that'll predict the perfect Father's Day gift. First question, is Dad a gadget guy? Second question, does Dad worry about home security? Yes? Then Blink security cameras are a Dad's Day no-brainer. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on 2 lithium batteries that last up to 2 years. And Blink indoor cameras and systems are 20% off through Father's Day.
Go to BlinkProtect.com/alert. BlinkProtect.com/alert. Blink cameras are available on Amazon and at Best Buy.
Hey, it's Dustin Rhodes here, and when it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. You post a job in minutes, you set up those screener questions, then you zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try it for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, quality standards do apply.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, all 12-pack soft drinks are 3 for $9.99 with card. And skincare products like Neutrogena are buy 2, get 3rd free with card. Now through 6/29/19. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details. This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, all 12-pack soft drinks are 3 for $9.99 with card. And skincare products like Neutrogena are buy 2, get 3rd free with card. Now through 6/29/19. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Eastern Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you and see you in October.
Broadcast. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. A radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Javi Baez leads things off in the Chicago half of the fourth. Baez, Gonzalez, and Contreras here for the Cubbies.
Three changeups, pitch into very weak early contact. Very Greg Maddux-esque for some of the older Cubbies faithfuls. I mean, for the Cubbies, it makes, here's Craig Kimbrel. I mean, this guy does a lot for this Cubby team. Cubbies, Cubbies, Cubbies.
Mully and all, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, it means a lot. And thanks for continuing to listen, even when you were yelling at us on the
text line.
And thanks to Dustin for his cubbiness. And thanks to Kevbo.
You haven't destroyed very many brain cells at all.
That's not true.
Pretty sure that's
when it
not
comes
true,
to Kevbo.
Pat.
And Ray, you are just an inspiration to all of us. Bless you,
good
sir.
Young man who's gone through hell.
Thank you, Ray.
He hasn't been married that long.
Well played. And we welcome in Dan Burson and Connor McKnight. Gentlemen.
Hey, boys.
How are you?
Oh, you
morning.
Good weekend.
Yeah,
what
great weekend.
What were they killing you on the text line for? Oh, what are you getting murdered about? What?
Anything.
A little bit of this,
you
know, a little bit of that.
It's the text line.
You open your mouth.
Water's
you
wet.
Things.
The sky is blue.
I love when you do it at a radio show and people are saying, shut up.
Stop talking.
Well, that would be a lot of dead air. Or one guy talking. David, shut up. Molly, just shut it. Well, okay.
Some of the snowflakes today, some of the biggest I've ever seen.
Massive.
Some of those.
Yeah, the job is talking.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right?
So we're going to talk.
It's a talk show.
We're really required to speak.
So you guys have a good weekend?
Wonderful.
Watching the Cubbies?
Yeah. You know what I got a lot more enjoyment out of than I thought I would otherwise?
Cubbies.
Well, the Cubbies and that whole thing. It was the Bears 100 celebration.
Did you really?
Yeah. I thought I knew what to expect coming out of it. You know, all the names and faces and conversations and topics and things that they'd attack and go after and stuff. But I didn't think that it'd be as kind of like reflective as I got after all this. It was really, and for you guys, I don't mean to do the age thing, but having seen more Bears than I have, like I have what I have, and you guys, I'm
Brock
watching the Punky Nagurski QB.
Looked great.
Yeah.
No, seriously,
Red
I'm watching
Rain
my
was
man,
my favorite
like,
player growing up.
I remember watching this guy on tape, and you guys saw it. Like, it has to be so much cooler.
I'm absolutely, I'm with you on that. And last night, I was invited to sit in on a sports feed with Jared Payton and Josh Friedman over at GN. And Jared said the same thing. He said that it was more emotional and connective than he expected.
Well, I think as we talked to Tom Thayer, and I brought this up, and I think this is what the Bears really did well. They executed this. It wasn't just an 85 Bears reunion.
Right.
This was a celebration of 100 years of a franchise that was a charter franchise, and it dealt well with the past, with when they thrilled the nation with the T formation, and even before that, it dealt with 85, it dealt with 63, and it incorporated the present-day success that created, to me, the backdrop for all the enthusiasm that currently exists.
Not just incorporated. They didn't just incorporate it. Matt Nagy himself actively embraced it.
He celebrated it.
You know, most coaches, they talk about family, you know, it's like, whatever, and it's just coach speak, and they say it
because
they
genuine.
Think.
Yeah.
It always does with him.
Yeah.
It always, with Nagy, we always default to believing
but
him.
David's point's very well taken. If that season hadn't happened.
No.
It would be very difficult to be out there and to have everybody there. If they were coming off John Fox-type last-place finishes, it would not be the same thing. You're right about Matt Nagy, but it's also the fact that you feel like you're entering another golden age.
If this would have been held in 2016, you would have had Bears employees, officials, concerned about the public reaction at these public forums.
And the turnout.
Like, and the turnout.
Do you think they get that many alum?
No way.
3 years ago?
Players were not
so
as proud
all.
Of being part of the Bears 3 years
not
ago
not
as they currently are.
You know, there was something else that was threaded into all this, and it was not addressed openly, but it was clearly understood, I thought, tacitly. And it's the history underpinned by humanity. Not just Gale Sayers, but seeing the sort of circle of life. When Virginia McCaskey's 97,
right,
and talking about this and being a toddler and connected to Red Grange, and she's this continuous temporal thread for these 100 years. She's right there.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And, but seeing somebody like Ditka, that's Mike Ditka, but he's frail, and Ed Obradovich is frail, and William Perry is not moving well and not in good health. So I think a lot of it, and maybe I'm just projecting my own older sense of mortality
on it.
Well, I
think it's probably part of that, but I think what you're getting at is what people appreciated about
the sacrifice.
Even with the Matt Nagy, it was very real. There was a very real element to the weekend that maybe people didn't expect, because we're so removed from these guys. They're in their helmets for all this time. But that was a very up-close and personal look at something very real.
Understanding the sacrifice that they make. Just to entertain us for 3 hours every weekend, what these guys have done, what the way they used to just destroy themselves when they were working three jobs. And you see the toll that this game takes on people, and it's right there for you very, very starkly, sort of understanding the greatness of these superheroes and then seeing that they're just human beings.
I enjoyed, as Molly pointed out earlier, the Mitch Trubisky headband sunglasses routine.
That was cool.
He went with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like he said, okay, I'm going to put this on, take your pictures, and I'll be... He's kind of stayed in that during the talk. And
he really did.
He got into it.
I got worried that the guy's going to report to camp with that headband and those shades on. Like, that's how much into it was.
He told me to wear it, so I'm going to play with sunglasses on.
You can take that off now. You don't have to, buddy.
If he wins the Super Bowl, he can wear whatever he wants.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right on that. I thought it was cool to watch kind of that torch get passed. For me, though, the moment where it really clicked in, the whole meatball issue for me, was when Soulja Boy got cranked up and Devin Hester walked out there. I remember, I'm scrolling through my feeds and I'm, seeing everything on, I think it was Sunday when I had first seen that particular video. And I remember out loud in my living room, I go, oh, he's a Hall of Famer. Like that moment then solidified, like I'm all fanboy. Devin Hester has to be in the Hall of Fame. I will die on that hill. I have scoped out that range. Like it needs to happen now. And it's just because of a Bears 100 celebration that brought Hester back in front of his fans and his teammates and everything.
It's a really interesting argument for Devin Hester.
I'm all about it.
I think it's
all about it.
I think it's a really interesting argument because you have to weigh the number of touches. You also have to weigh the fact that they actually made rules. They changed rules because he was as dominant as he was. And I don't think I've ever seen anybody that 2 year period of all those touchdowns was extraordinary from a return guy, from a special team standpoint, and the way that team relied on it, given their defensive driven format. It's
the invisible yards.
The hidden yardage is huge.
They kicked away from him and set them up. They don't get the points they got as bad as they were without him.
That's a difficult...
It's a tough one.
It's a hill you might die on.
I've softened my stance in the no camp for Hester's Hall of Fame.
Apparently.
I think you can make the argument. I think he's going to get in.
I was a hard no, just because he was so bad at so many other aspects of football.
Expectations were heightened because Lovie Smith dared to call him a number one wide receiver.
Oh,
which
my God, he
was
a defensive back.
He was a DB.
They were trying to come up with a way to pay him.
But as a specialist.
Sure. So they had to justify it by doing that.
Absolutely, that was
I know.
Was it Moose Muhammad? He was trying to do the Master Blaster thing. Like, I'll line him up for you. Keep me another year. Look, I can tell him where to go.
Master Blaster.
Awesome. Wasn't that what that was?
Absolutely.
Master Blaster runs by the time.
One man leaves.
Outstanding. But had they said, look, we're going to pay him because he's awesome. He's the best return man who ever lived.
Cubbies.
And it might mess up the cap. And other teams are going to be mad at us because of franchise tag, transition tag. But screw it. Yeah. We're doing it. And we're not going to pretend. But they had to pretend. Or they felt they had to pretend he's a number one wide receiver. It would have been kind of cool if they're just like, no, this is a value to us. And we're doing it.
Yeah.
And just paid him.
Wasn't Butkus great, too?
Yes.
I mean, he continues to amaze me how he's a great performer. And he is who he is. And just take him or leave him.
Saved by the Bell?
Whether it was him or Dent or even Hampton, too, talking like some real stuff about Khalil Mack and how you got to come up with more stuff. The league will come after you. Like, as good as you are and as Hall of Fame bound as you are, the fact that those three guys were all of them like, there's more for you to do and you can get there. That was some cool,
fun,
real talk, too.
And by the way, that jersey is the truth.
Clean.
Oh, come on. The throwback jersey?
Awesome.
I don't know what they were drinking
maybe
in 1936,
the
but they were drunk.
The socks, but
we're on the other side of it.
Little
no
too
way.
Bangles.
They threw bangles on the Bears uniforms.
Yeah. No, the colors are so much better.
And
though.
The helmets, leave them alone. The classic
navy blue. Navy blue, buddy.
Yesterday I was shopping with my kid and we walked into Dick's Sporting Goods and they've got it right there front
and center. They got you. They sucked you in, right?
And you bought the socks and he bought the jersey.
No, I will tell you, I didn't buy it, but When you put a 52 on it, that's the best part of it.
That's right.
You can do whatever you want.
It will be like a streak of lightning.
As long as there's a 52 on it, it looks damn good.
All right, guys, what have you prepared?
Well, we are going to christen the temporary studio.
Oh, hey. Yes.
We are leaving here. They reminded me. They said, I'm going to be like you. I'm going to roll a chair out.
Oh, good
they,
man.
They said to take that down. Yeah. So we are going to transition in this next break to our transitional studio.
Real transition.
They're coming in. They are coming here with sledgehammers and redesigning all of this. So here we go.
Cubbies!
Did you see the speaking of colors? Did you see the yellow scheme of the room next to us?
I haven't yet.
There's a little yellow involved in the little workstations for the I believe that's the sales staff over there.
Okay,
really?
It can't say that it jumped out at me.
Doesn't work for you?
Well,
no.
I don't know. Maybe
bright and cheery. Everyone will be happy.
Yeah. Well, we've got some Cubs talk coming. We got the two Kyles are top of mind right now with what's going on and. If they can carry this on the road, this is sort of the test. That's all good now. It's all fun and Kimbrel and everything and happy. It's different on the road, and it's different in Colorado. And it's
been different for them on the road.
Yeah. Yes. And it's a big test to see what they can sustain. But we got Cubs sound, Cubs analysis, all that coming your way. We're going to talk about the Bears thing with Rich Campbell at 10, midday midway at 10:40. We're going to bring back some of our conversation with Theo Epstein on Friday that was just
fantastic.
It was really good having him stop by, and it's so great when you can have somebody there
in person
and interact in that regard. So a lot to do today, and we're going to keep it going.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Matt Nagy.
We're going to do what we do well. You know, obviously I can't say exactly what that is. I'd be giving our secrets away, but we're going to keep growing and we're going to work into what Mitch does well.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. What a wacky horse racing season this is, folks. First, there was the bizarre and near-tragic ending of the Kentucky Derby in which 65-1 long-shot Country House was declared the winner when Maximum Security was disqualified. Then War of Will took the Preakness despite Bodie Express bucking off jockey John Velasquez and running the race riderless along the outside. And Saturday, at the Belmont Stakes, 10-1 underdog Sir Winston captured the mile-and-a-half test of champions. His stablemate, War of Will, was the only horse to run all three Triple Crown races. As a result, there is no clear-cut best three-year-old, and we might not get a definitive answer until the Traverse Stakes on August 24th. Meantime, out in California, two more horses died in the last 2 days at Santa Anita. That ongoing tragic mystery continues to hang a black cloud over the entire industry. I'm Boomer Esiason.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
I have been wanting to do this bathroom for years. Everybody always said, like, oh, I got a guy who can help you with it. You got a guy who can do this. And it was just like trying to coordinate guys became really overwhelming. I kept hearing the ads on the radio. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to give them a call and I'm going to see what this is about.
Repair, remodel, renovate. You can trust the pros at Mega Pros. Since 1977, Mega Pros has proven they can help make it easy and fun to get stuff done. From a major remodel to your honey-do list, you'll enjoy working with Mega Pros. You'll be more than satisfied with everything. Guaranteed in writing by Mega Pros.
I was just really impressed with how they talked to me about the job that was going to be done. So I went with it. It is beautiful.
847-658-8989. 847-658-8989.
Mega. Or go to megapros.com.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Your hands were made for greatness. Mighty hands made to paint, panel, plaster. And click the submit order button on HomeDepot.com to get that duvet, those Egyptian cotton towels, and those super soft sheets delivered right to your door. Now your hands can do more with decor at the Home Depot. Save up to 30% on select bedding and bath, plus free and flexible delivery and easy in-store returns. More saving, more kinds of doing. Valid on select items online only through June 16th. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 22.50 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30, 20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this?
I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer, that's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by MegaPros. Repair, remodel, renovate, MegaPros.com.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
The pitch, fly ball. Cubs win. The Cubs beat the Cardinals in game one by a score of 3-1.
Chatwood coming back. Bouncing ball right side. This could do it. Picked up by Russell. Throws to Rizzo. Cubs win. The Cubs beat the Cardinals by a score of 9-4. Pitch to Carpenter. Ground ball right side. Pass to diving Rizzo, but taken by Baez, and he throws to Strope in time, and the ball game is over. A very unusual play for the final out run, but the Cubs have swept this three-game series.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Rich Campbell is going to join us at 10. We've got the midday midway, usually really good on Mondays because of all the stuff we can collect over the weekend. That comes your way at 10:40, and a giveaway today. We have a pair of tickets to see Dead and Company at Wrigley Field on June 14th. You have to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. You want to text? You can do that. 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
All the money on the Dubs tonight.
That way you can stream The Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Trying to figure out who we give credit to here. We have the entire Entercom engineering staff is on hand as we make our transition to our temporary studios while they demolish our old studios and rebuild new studios. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Rick Camp is on the board, and the executioner, Ray Diaz, is in the back doing what he does.
If you think about this, this kind of broadcast has been, what, 20 years in the making for you? Dan Bernstein does radio from a kitchen? Like, that's...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really think of that in that regard. Built this and made today happen for Dan Bernstein, Score Hall of Famer, right here in the kitchen and everything.
Well, they said they disabled the stove and everything, so it's not like we can go, you know, fire up a grilled cheese or get Shane's cast iron pan out
Dan,
here and start making steaks.
They said they disabled the stove. Do you think they actually did it?
Do you think they actually got around to it on the list?
I'm just saying we better fire this thing up. They had so much other stuff to do. Look at the operation that had to go into this to make our brand new studios. I bet the gas is still on. I think we can make ourselves a grilled cheese by the time we get out of here.
I'm down for checking it out.
Right.
I really am. So the Cubs taking this on the road, sustaining this on the road, is really going to be the question. But, man, it's sure fun here. That was a signature moment yesterday.
Felt good.
The Baez tag of Ozuna. That's one, if you didn't see that play in its entirety... Where there's a throw down to second. And remind me, was it a strike him out, throw him out? Because it was a snap back throw. They caught him, and he's... I don't remember strike him out, throw him out. But the critical aspect of that play, on which Javier Baez receives a throw from Wilson Contreras. Baez tags the sliding Ozuna without looking at him.
Yeah.
While looking at Contreras the whole time.
That's correct.
And pointing at him like, nice throw. Doesn't even give Ozuna the professional courtesy of looking at him as he tags him out. So then you get Contreras pantomiming the snapping of a photo. As if I see you, that's a highlight. And Hendricks... Not seeing what Contreras is doing, Hendricks has turned around to watch the play unfold in front of him, and in a way completely belying his stoic demeanor, reacts like, ooh.
Hendricks gave the same look to Contreras that you see in the meme. It's the guy in the middle with the girlfriend he's holding hands with, and then the girl that's behind him, and he gives the, ooh, what's up? It's like the second time this season that you've actually seen emotion, real, true emotion from Kyle Hendricks. He almost cracked a smile at the end of his Maddux, you know, his 81-pitch effort against the Cardinals a little while ago. And this one, it was actual emotion
right,
about his teammates, which makes all the sense in the world, really, when you think about it, that Hendricks' emotion would actually come from something his teammates have done and not something he'd done. That's just kind of how he's wired and built for baseball. It's strange. It's crazy, and it was a ton of fun.
And if I saw it correctly, also, they played the Bruins scoring on the video board while the Cubs were playing against St. Louis.
There was a little bit of a troll job, yeah.
Oh, a little?
There was a little bit of a troll job there. That was a... And, you know, check me if I'm wrong here, but... As much fun as it was, you know, to watch them go 1-6 and then 6-1 in subsequent weeks of play and kind of flip the script on having been swept by the Cardinals and then sweeping the Cardinals, it felt something about the weekend's games felt different. You know, you got down to the final couple outs. We got the update coming. I'll explain what I mean. There's something about these three games, and it was outside of the Cubs-Cardinals rivalry. It was outside of the actual performance on the field, whether it's Cargo taking it deep into the bat, just deep enough into the basket, or some of the performances. Something about this team felt different, and I think I figured out what it was.
I noticed something Friday.
Late last night.
I definitely noticed something Friday, and it's clear what it was.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making the 25th anniversary so special. Thank you and see you in October. Kyle Hendricks has been dominant over his last eight starts, 50 strikeouts, 6 walks, and a sub-2 ERA. Cubs swept the Cards 5-1.
Just going in with a good game plan. We've been able to feel when they're aggressive and when they're trying to be patient. And a lot of that, again, goes back to Wilson. And then I've just been establishing my fastball well, I think. You know, just moving it in and out on them, not being predictable, and just getting some bad swings.
Hendricks and the Cubs are 10 games above 500. Yu Darvish throws tonight in Colorado. Ronaldo Lopez threw 6 innings of 1-run ball in the Sox 5-2 victory over the Royals. Aloy Jimenez creamed a 471-foot homer. David Ortiz was shot in the back at a club in the Dominican Republic. Ortiz will remain in intensive care for the next day. There will be a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final. Bruins knocked off the Blues 5-1 in Game 6. And in the NBA Finals, the Raptors lead the Warriors 3-1. Kevin Durant questionable for tonight's Game 5. This update was brought to you by Hint Water. Hint is pure still or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, mouth-watering water. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on the Score tonight when the Cubs take on the Rockies at 7:05 on the Score, a radio.com sports station.
Love his stance right now, man. I love what he's doing in the box. I think it looks great. That's it. That's why he's punishing the baseball. He's made some beautiful adjustments, and it's as good as I've seen him ever. I think I've seen him really good when he first came up or even in the World Series. It was outstanding, but this, if we could put this in a little bit of a time capsule, heads up.
We're always waiting for it with Kyle Schwarber, aren't we?
That's part of the reason they look a little different, and these three games felt different. Over his last 22, Kyle Schwarber is hitting .271. He's on base at .363. And Danny's slugging .588. It's an OPS of .951. He has been a leadoff hitter for this team for more at-bats than any other spot in the lineup is Kyle Schwarber, and he's helped make that feel a little different. But I got to tell you, what made it... We're going to talk about both Kyles, Hendricks and Schwarber here as well, because they've been linchpins in the last week or so, the 6-1 run. But to me, it felt different. You tell me if I'm wrong. You tell me if you felt otherwise. It felt different watching the last 4 or 5 outs each of those days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just knowing that Craig Kimbrell is coming at some point. Didn't even have to be imminent. It wasn't an itchy feeling. You know, C.J. Edwards, Carl Edwards Jr. walks those two and has to get relieved, and Stroop comes in and locks things down with Javi making that ridiculous play in the shift. It wasn't even an itchiness or an apprehension watching the bullpen come in and be a little shaky like bullpens can be. It was just kind of knowing that regardless of that particular performance, it's going to look different, vastly different in 10 days to 15 days to 20, you know, however long it takes for him to get there. And I don't even have much of an apprehension about how long it takes for him to get there. I know he's on his way. It's weird. I didn't expect to feel that particular way, even knowing that they were signing the guy Friday when we were doing our show from the bleachers.
Yeah, it just having him.
Yes.
Having the idea of Craig Kimbrell.
Because that way you've got him.
Changed the complexion of it. Right. He's taking him from you. No. No one else can sign him now.
No, you have him.
And there was a moment where they cut to the tape of his bullpen.
That's right.
With the way overblown audio.
It sounded like
cannon fire.
Yeah. Kimbrough's throwing 101 in the pen. I think you're probably right. You could slot him in earlier than expected. You take your time with him, and he gets there when he gets there. But I really didn't expect, going through the 2 days of, Kimbrough's going to sign with the Cubs and knowing that that was going to be the case, I really didn't expect that to feel as different as it did, especially in a rivalry series, mm-hmm. in a division series, in a situation where you just got swept by this team. That wasn't top of mind for me. It was the expectation and the a little bit of apprehension, I guess, for Craig Kimbrell coming to this ball club whenever he gets there.
The building of a bullpen from the back is something you feel during a game, and it influences the way you watch every out.
No doubt.
It influences everything, and that's how we talk about it, because that's how Joe thinks about it.
Right. I would rather build it a different way. I would rather have a bullpen built. It's just my own. It can work both ways. I'm saying one's better than the other. I just find it more interesting and a little bit more versatile to have a bullpen work more like the way Tito Francona worked the bullpen in the World Series in 2016. Having Andrew Miller just kind of looming and not ever really knowing when this Kraken was going to emerge and take down everybody. I like that sense of impending doom from a bullpen. I like that, as much as I'm not a big Josh Hader fan, he's a hell of a pitcher, and knowing that he can come out of the bullpen whenever to destroy your little scoring chance, I like that kind of sense. I get building it from the back to the front. I get having the capital C closer. I'm interested in seeing if and when, and it seems like it'll be a while, what with Craig Kimbrell being signed to multiple years, that the Cubs are invested in a bullpen like that.
This segment's brought to you by Gerber Collision and Glass. When that hailstorm hit but your car was outside, that's when you get it to Gerber. Whenever it hails, you can always get it to Gerber for a free hail estimate. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find a Gerber location. The texter from the 312 says, the Cubs are playing like their parents already put the new bike under the Christmas tree 2 weeks early, and now they just have to count down the days to ride it. And this is the most score text line text of all time. 6 minutes into the show, no Sox talk, pathetic. I'll be back at 12 when Lawrence is on.
Yeah, Lawrence is noted for changing topics every 90 seconds. Are you kidding me? The man is a radio professional. That's not what he does. He's one of the best in the business. He doesn't change subjects every 90 seconds. Easy, buddy.
Literally 6 minutes into the show, no Sox talk, pathetic.
Pull back on the reins. Speaking of, If you want to talk Sox, you can. Eloy Jimenez hit the living hell out of a baseball in Kansas City.
It's not just that. They did it against Sparkberger, whatever that idiot's name is.
And
Yost got kicked out. I love watching the Royals fail.
It's my favorite.
It's as much watching the White Sox win as it is watching the Royals lose. They're separately and equally entertaining things.
I need so badly to take 2 out of 3 from the Royals every time. I want that to happen. I don't think I have a more despised team in baseball right now than the Kansas City Royals, and the fact that the Sox beat the hell out of them for 2 days out of 3 just kind of solidifies the weekend.
Can you see what Madden was talking about in Schwarber's stance when he said he liked his stance? Do you notice?
No, I don't. Because Schwarber he's moved himself around a number of times. He's gone to the old high school batting stance to start the season. Remember, that was the whole conversation we had, and you were worried about it a little, and I get it. We've seen over the last 22 games his performance. If I told you that Kyle Schwarber has hit more in the leadoff spot this season than any other spot, does that strike you as surprising, or is that kind of like a nod along? Yeah, okay, that makes sense, kind of sort of, because it's 106 plate appearances out of a leadoff spot for Kyle Schwarber this year. That's double any other spot for him. His performance, by the way, there, not that it matters all that much, but for those who yell and scream about the lineups and, you know, I'm not telling you that this is a reason to keep him there or not. Just observe what's happened. He's hit 260, he's slashed 350, and he's on base 350, and his slug is 562. That's a pretty representative Kyle Schwarber thing. And he talked some about, this is after the game yesterday, he talked some about how his failures in the leadoff spot in seasons prior have kind of affected his performance, or at least mindset hitting leadoff now.
There are a little bit different circumstances, but, you know, just a little bit more experience there and, you know, just kind of taking away the leadoff hitter, you know, name or role, whatever it is, and just go out there and take my bats.
When you've got a guy like Schwarber who, you know, at his best is taking his walks, being very dangerous, hitting, you know, maybe like 250, 255, something like that. I mean, I just in terms of contact rate, not that average really matters. I just mean it to reference contact rate. You know, you want to be taking your walks. Kyle Schwarber is a dude that takes his walks regardless of leadoff hitter mentality. And I think, you know, if that got screwed into his brain and twisted him around backward the last time he was in the leadoff spot, then, you know, that's kind of the mental side of things that front offices are trying to find out about more and more these days. He can be him and an effective leadoff hitter at the same time. He doesn't have to slap his way around the bags to like a 290 average. That's not who he is. And I think what we found out here over the course of his major league career so far is who he is a fairly streaky guy who can take his walks, usually even when he's struggling to hit the baseball. And when he does connect for, you know, stretches like he's been since the middle of May to now, slugs somewhere around the 600 mark. And that's a nice little player. It's not Babe effing Ruth, and that's okay.
Yeah, we'll get in just a bit to these reasonable expectations for him, for what he was supposed to be, what he was when he first arrived in the big leagues, and the dreams of glory. But the biggest reason why a leadoff hitter matters isn't necessarily because of the old-fashioned belief of he's a little slappy fast guy that gets on base a lot. It's just how many extra plate appearances he's going to have. That's it. I mean, when you put a guy in leadoff, what you're doing is making him matter more.
Yep.
And he is what he is. He should hit how he's going to hit, but you're choosing to increase the number of times that person comes to bat. That's really the calculus, because you only lead off once. And one thing he does, and I don't have the pitches per at bat scene in front of me, he sees a lot, just based on my
eye test,
because he walks as much as he does, as selective as he is. That's half the job, is in that first at bat of a game, getting into a deep count and allowing guys to see what somebody has.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Cubs had some fun this weekend sweeping the Cardinals. There is a road trip on. Not only are the opponents fun ones to watch, but if you haven't seen, we'll retweet them when we come back, some of the photos from the Cubs' planned road trip.
Oh, my God.
There is a whole lot of swagger and a little bit of an inside troll job from one friend to the next. We'll let you know what we're talking about. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
But the key to your Lucas Giolito's success, what percent of it is physical and what percent of it is mindset and mental?
I'd say 90%+ is mental. When you know that your stuff is good, it's much easier to go out there and just perform.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Briggs & Stratton presents Lawn Ornament Small Talk.
Even though I'm made of concrete, because I'm an owl, folks seem to think I'm some kind of genius. Well, I don't know about book smarts, but after sitting on this porch all these years, I got plenty of street smarts. Lawn smarts, too. And if you want a hard-working machine that'll last twice as long as a battery-powered mower, a Briggs & Stratton-powered gas mower is the only wise choice. Know what I mean?
Find your next mower at BriggsPower.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsfreaks.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you great coverage for less. Combining 90s R&B with State Farm radio ads gets you this jam covered for free.
Home and auto, let's do it. Combine it. My policy, my wallet is waiting. Come on, jump on it. Home and auto.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Combine it.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee, with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for doing. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More safe, more doing. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Care Centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, which is cause to celebrate. Because normally the sound of screeching brakes means your bank account's about to take a hit. But getting $75 back makes that hit not so bad. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Well, we had them come in and take out our bathtub and change it into a shower stall. We had 70s vintage stuff in there, olive green tub, toilet, and we were real interested in upgrading to a more modern look.
Repair, remodel, renovate. You can trust the pros at Mega Pros. Since 1977, Mega Pros has proven they can help make it easy and fun to get stuff done. From a major remodel to your honey-do list, you'll enjoy working with Mega Pros. You'll be more than satisfied with everything. Guaranteed. In writing by Mega Pros.
The nice thing about Mega was when they said they were going to get it done in a certain time period and clean up after their messes, they followed through on every one of those things. Everything was done totally to our satisfaction.
847-658-8989.
847-658-8989.
Or go to megapros.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Nothing better than winning, you know. I know sometimes we get focused on personal numbers and stuff, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about that W, you know. And whenever you get Ws, that's going to take care of the rest. So, you know, this is a special group, like I said, and, you know, we go out there and we're always playing hard and trying to get wins. So it's very special.
Carlos Gonzalez of the Cubs. He had a basket home run for his first round tripper in the blue hat. And he's been part of this good vibe, good home vibe, man. But you got to take it on the road. You got to sustain it. And they took it on the road in style.
Joe is leaning on Cargo, and they have leaned into this road trip, too. It's the John Lester themed road trip. You'll remember, you'll remember that last season, right? It was last season, like right in the middle of that. Was it the makeup trip to Washington?
Is it the Pedro Strop trip?
Yeah, it was the Pedro Strop trip. Everybody dresses like Pedro Strop, which just means dress like a badass and then drive yourself to a ball game. It was pretty cool. But this was the John Lester theme road trip. And if you've missed, I'll retweet a couple of photos. Cubs had it on Twitter as well. But the Pedro Strop John Lester costume is so full of swag, it's impossible to look at.
But then it's not a good John Lester costume.
Also true. Right? But it's Pedro putting his turn on that. A lot of checkered jackets. It looks like a Brockmeyer sketch, really, but with a cowboy hat instead. It's a good look. But one Cubs player decided to not opt for the, you know, the big belt buckle and the boots and the coat and the hat and everything. Anthony Rizzo wore America swim trunks, right? With the blue and star field at the top and the stripes on the legs and some shades and a t-shirt, and grabbed himself a bag of fried chicken and a sixer on the way out. That's right. He trolled his current teammate with the old story of the fried chicken and beer thing from the Red Sox turmoil back in the day.
You got to be
a real comfortable clubhouse to make that kind of inside dig. Loved it.
I learned some things yesterday when I was scrolling through and I saw Carl Edwards Jr. in a cowboy hat doing sort of a gyrating dance. And a kid walks by and he goes, "Oh, that's Lil Nas X, Old Town Road."
Oh yeah, that's the you haven't heard Old Town Road?
I probably have.
Of course you've.
I didn't know the dance to it or the whole thing, so I said, "Oh, okay." I thought it was going to give Carl Edwards credit for sort of making that whole bit up, and he's like, "No, that's Lil Nas X."
No, that's Old Town Road. Old Town Road. The debate on whether that is a country song or not reminds me a lot of the
hot dog a sandwich.
We're just doing this again for no damn reason. And people ask, like, "Oh, is it a country song?" I don't care. I just don't care. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. The answer to the question just doesn't matter to me.
The 708 texter, "Your disdain for the Royals is the same for me with the Cubs. Can't wait for Javi to miss a play with his no-look cockiness and it cost them the playoffs. Hopefully they go 1-6 on the road trip." Why?
The guy hates fun, I guess. Right. I don't know.
Why are you against fun?
If that's a Sox fan who hates the Cubs for Javi's swagger, but also loves the Sox for Tim Anderson's anything, then you got some problems, buddy.
You're in a trick bag intellectually.
That is called,
You're in a very difficult position if you're a White Sox fan currently against fun. And it's not just what you are now, but what you are going to be, if everything heads in the right direction and the good for the Sox stays good. If you haven't been watching Yoan Moncada lately,
dude,
I told you before the season, if you were selling Moncada stock, I was buying.
How'd you do in that transaction? Were you able to gobble up a bunch of Moncada stock?
I've been very bullish.
Are your fantasy teams stocked with Moncadas?
And I do think that there is a lesson in Moncada to be taken by Kyle Schwarber in some respects. And it is this idea of selectivity being prized, but you can also be aggressive when the time comes, and you don't have to outsmart every situation when you can hit a ball 500 feet.
I think too, you know, thinking about Moncada and Schwarber both, there's a conversation we had around this line that you heard from Theo when things weren't going well and prospects were just coming up, and Chris Bryant was in AAA for no damn reason, all that stuff. And
oh, no, he was there for a very good reason.
Oh, yeah, no baseball reason. I apologize. But then you heard the same kind of conversation from both Kenny Williams and from Rick Hahn. Believe me, I was there. I heard it. Prospect development is not linear. And somewhere along the line, I'm as guilty of this as anybody, kind of forgot that while they said the word prospect development, it was kind of us saying prospect development isn't linear. What they were saying is development isn't linear. And especially, I think, in this brand of baseball, where it is so, you know, three true outcome, high risk, high reward kind of players, strikeouts themselves mitigate ceilings in a lot of cases. There just aren't a whole lot of guys that can slug the baseball to death to outweigh as many strikeouts as happen in this game. That's just the way we play baseball now, better or worse. So it's better to keep in mind this idea that development isn't linear, because although you might be looking at, if you're a Cub fan, you're looking at Schwarber and saying, wow, but he's 26 already. He should be here, here, and here. Or maybe you're a Sox fan looking at Mancada last year going, wow, but he had time with the Boston Red Sox and that should matter and he should be farther ahead, further ahead. No, it's not that anymore in baseball. And you can point to players who have made strides in almost linear fashion, but for each one of those, there's a Juan Soto who showed up at 19 for the Nationals, destroyed the National League, and now has had his issues of falling, you know, two steps back to go one forward.
Kyle Schwarber's June has seen him bat 367 on base 441, slugging 667. It is a weighted runs created plus of 190, and WRC plus means that it's 100 is average,
yeah,
and every point above is what percentage you are better at producing runs than the average player in your league at that time. For the year, he's at an 808 OPS, which is fine, and his weighted runs created plus is 109. So he's 9% better at offense than the average baseball player. I would like to see Kyle Schwarber, if he's just going to be the guy that he is, and you tell me that every year he's going to be a 125 weighted runs created plus.
Oh yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
if he's a quarter better than average at offense. I think that's okay when we sort of boil down everything else that he does.
I think if the Cubs hit their guess correctly, you know, not so much the Babe effing Ruth comments, which were in the heat of passion. I get that, but if they hit their guess correctly, he's a guy who over a couple of years probably averages that 125. With one season or maybe two of gargantuan performance and a whole load of home runs, and maybe he, you know, somebody, you know, gooses him a couple over the middle because of where he's hitting. Maybe that protection does matter. I'm not a huge believer, but that's the kind of hitter I think Schwarber figures to be. And that's kind of being borne out this season. It's, you know, it's nice to get this guy, you know, performing like this as Bodhi is coming a little bit, not much, but a little bit off his heater. You know, steady performances don't always happen throughout a lineup, so it's nice to have these buoying forces around the core four.
You brought up Old Town Road. Is it a country song?
Oh, God,
is it
not a country song? I just don't care.
So here they come. The 847 says, country music's now just pop music. It's not what old school country music used to be. And the 630 says, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
It's a terrible song.
It is.
All right. Rich Campbell is going to tell us all about a very interesting weekend, a more meaningful weekend for a lot of people than everybody expected it would be. The Bears 100. We'll get his takeaways from that coming up next. Keep it here. Bernstein and McKnight talking Bears next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
You have that great mattress. You spent all that money on that terrific mattress, and you went and you got this fabulous optimized pillow. But now you can't stop there, because what matters are your sheets and your pillowcase. Your linens are important. That's the part you're actually in contact with. So go to brooklinen.com and don't try to outsmart yourself by going to a department store or one of these boutiques where they're going to tell you all about thread count and cotton from faraway magical lands woven by Aladdin or anything. Don't worry about any of that. You don't have to. Just go to brooklinen.com and you will be sleeping on 5-star luxury hotel quality sheets. I know this because I have Brooklinen sheets, and their new collection, the newest linen collection, is amazing. I couldn't recommend the products more. Graduates, newlyweds, friends, family, treating yourself to the bedroom upgrade you deserve. And just because you're listening, you're going to get 10% off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all of their sheets and comforters and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. It's brooklinen.com. Promo code Dan. It's Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
We requested a roof repair quote from Mega.
Today, we're talking with Mega customer Stana Bextel.
We were really pleased to learn from Steve, who came out to inspect the roof, that the shingles and skylight were in good shape and that the water was coming in from an entirely different source. And we had several other roofing contractors out. to look at the roof, and nobody had identified the real problem. And that's why it had kept on leaking. We just wanted to say that Mega did an excellent job. They repainted the siding on the house so you can't even tell the difference. They cleaned the porch roof, and they picked up every scrap of debris from the yard. In fact, our yard was cleaner when they left than when they came. And we've recommended them to everybody. They were really, truly terrific.
One Mega call does it all.
847-658-8989. 847-658-8989.
MegaPros.com.
One Mega call does it all.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Father's Day savings on the Ego 56